by 2 degrees scores?
Well, I mean, I thought that was a great sack. Okay. And I don't know how many people are standing here right now, but I would venture to say that there would be a strong majority, maybe 100% would agree with that. So things like that happen, and you just move on. The one thing I like about where we are and who we are as a unit is we don't blink. Our guys keep fighting, keep playing hard. I'm proud of that. Now the being perfect and cleaning it up and being more impactful, more dominant, we will get there. All right, but I like the resiliency. I like the toughness. I like the mentality of, they're not in yet, they're not getting in, that type of thing. So that's been good for us.
What did you come away with on third down?
What I come away with?
Yeah.
The need to get off the field more. I would say Seattle's thinking the same thing right now. Who would think they'd be 32nd in third down defense? I think it's an early sample of where they are. I think it's an early sample of where we are and where we'll be. We're a good defense. We'll get off the field more often. They're a good defense, so will they. But we're sitting there, toward the bottom, and they're at the bottom. And I don't think that's representative of the kind of defenses we play.
Is it less difficult to game plan for Harvin now that there's more film on him as a Seahawk than you guys had?
Just more reasons to have nightmares at night, Guy's a good player, We're aware of that. We'll make sure we get a hat on him. He's one of, several people they have that are good players. And, we'll have a plan to make sure that we have him accounted for along with the rest of them. But he's a good player.
You said that the guys have played well in big moments. Does that bode well for a big marquee matchup like this?
Yeah, just playing good football is what it's all about. It's a great opportunity to go up and play a good football team on their turf. And I think our guys are looking forward to it.
Jack, you mentioned the quarterback. Russell Wilson makes well on the go. You said the mobile quarterbacks to face the first two games. Does that help you any more as you get ready for Wilson? Or does that become the norm pretty much?
Yeah, we've seen the runners. We'll continue to see guys that, some run it better than they throw it, some throw it better than they run it. Some have the ability to really take off and hurt you with their feet, and some don't. And, we just get ready for each individual guy. I think experience, learning some of the do's and don'ts helps. But, it's still a challenge, to go out there and make sure you execute your job and make sure you take care of business the way you're supposed to.
Is there something about Wilson that maybe separates him from the other?
They're all a little bit different. Every guy's a little bit different, but I don't really want to get into how I see their differences and how we're going to plan to, accommodate those things. But they're all different in their approach, and so you have to make sure you're specific to who you're facing.
Coach, Terrence Knighton says he thinks about the Super Bowl every day. How often do you think about the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it now that you just mentioned it. I would say whenever you mention it, I'm thinking about it. But, really I'm most excited about the opportunity of this year and the opportunities in front of us for this season, this week, this opponent in particular. And, so I think, you can look back, good or bad. It doesn't really help you in your preparation going forward. From my standpoint, I'm most interested in making sure our guys – are prepared for what we're getting ready to face this weekend.
Jack, what sense do you get about how the team's handling this week?
Good. I think it's been good. Been very businesslike and good week of preparation. But I think it's been that way to start the year. I think the first 3 weeks have been that way.
Your leading tacklers are understandably Marshall and Irving. What have you seen out of those guys, and how prepared do you think they are with a big running back like Lynch this week?
We're prepared. They've done a nice job. Brandon stepped in, obviously, for Danny being hurt in camp, and Brandon's done a nice job for us. He's been very productive and played well and played a large majority, if not all of our snaps. So I think he and TJ are the two guys that have stayed on the field most downs. So, he's doing a nice job, and Nate's been solid. Nate, that was a question mark that I got I don't know how many times in training camp. What was Nate going to be able to do it? Well, Nate can do it. All right, so Nate's doing a nice job, and like I said, it's early in the year. Got a good group, like our group, and we've got some depth, and some of that depth is being called on right now, and going and doing a nice job.